Escuelas Oficiales de Idiomas de la Comunidad Autónoma de Canarias. Pruebas de certificación de nivel básico para población escolar, julio 2017. Prueba de comprensión auditiva. Esta parte consta de dos tareas. Escuchará cada grabación dos veces. Escuche y lea las instrucciones al principio de cada tarea y realícelas según se indica. Las respuestas escritas a lápiz o en tinta roja no se calificarán. No está permitido el uso del diccionario. El uso del teléfono móvil queda prohibido durante toda la prueba y tendrá que permanecer apagado y guardado. No escriba en los recuadros sombreados. Son espacios reservados para la calificación de las tareas. Task 1. Listen to the audio about teachers' uniforms and find the 5 true sentences according to what you hear. Number 0 is an example. Copy your answers in the answer sheet. You have 1 minute to read the sentences.
Teachers told to wear school uniform. You're listening to newsenglishlessons.com. Teachers at the Birmingham Metropolitan College in England must wear smart clothes. If they wear jeans or scruffy pants to work, the head teacher will send them home to change. The teachers are very angry at this. They said their bosses were acting like fashion police. There are many new college dress rules. Teachers must now keep their hair tidy, wear business suits and skirts, have no tattoos that students can see, and keep earrings simple. The college said it was important that our staff present a professional image. It is interesting that the college has made these rules. In many colleges nowadays, it is sometimes difficult to know who is a student and who is a teacher. Many students are smarter than teachers, and I'm talking about smarter clothes here, not smarter intelligence. Teachers are professionals, so perhaps it is right they should dress well. It is okay for elementary school teachers to wear what they want, because their students don't really care. I don't think it's good that a teacher wears a football t-shirt and baseball cap to class.
Listen again.
Teachers told to wear school uniform. You're listening to newsenglishlessons.com. Teachers at the Birmingham Metropolitan College in England must wear smart clothes. If they wear jeans or scruffy pants to work, the head teacher will send them home to change. The teachers are very angry at this. They said their bosses were acting like fashion police. There are many new college dress rules. teachers must now keep their hair tidy, wear business suits and skirts, have no tattoos that students can see, and keep earrings simple. The college said it was important that our staff present a professional image. It is interesting that the college has made these rules. In many colleges nowadays, it is sometimes difficult to know who is a student and who is a teacher. Many students are smarter than teachers, and I'm talking about smarter clothes here, not smarter intelligence. Teachers are professionals, so perhaps it is right they should dress well. It is okay for elementary school teachers to wear what they want, because their students don't really care. I don't think it's good that a teacher wears a football t-shirt and baseball cap to class.
This is the end of task 1. Now turn to task 2. Task 2. Listen to the following conversation about eating habits and choose the correct answer, A, B or C. Number 0 is an example. Copy your answers in the answer sheet. Now you have 1 minute to read the questions.
Hey Todd, are you healthy? Do you eat lots of fruits and vegetables?
I guess I am healthy. I do eat lots of fruits and vegetables, but I also eat junk food, sadly. But I try to eat lots of fruits, especially to stay healthy.
What kind of fruits do you like to eat?
Well, I like all fruits. I love all fruits except pineapple. Aww. I hate pineapple. I don't know why. I just don't like pineapple. I don't like the taste. I don't like to chew it. It just feels funny. But I love apples. I love bananas. I love oranges. I usually have an apple every morning for breakfast. It's very easy to eat. And I just love apples because you can take them to school. You can eat them quickly. They're very easy to eat. I also like oranges. And I love orange juice. So sometimes I make fresh orange juice in my kitchen. So oranges are great. But my favorite fruits are bananas and strawberries. I love bananas and strawberries. And I love to eat bananas and strawberries together. So my favorite snack is to cut up some banana and then cut up some strawberry and mix them together and then eat them.
Well, it sounds like you really like a lot of fruits.
Oh, yeah, I do.
What about vegetables? Do you eat vegetables every day?
I do. I try to have a salad every day, and I have a special salad I make, and I call it my chunky, crunchy salad. And it's carrots, cucumbers and tomatoes, and I cut the carrots and cucumbers into small little squares, and then I cut up the tomatoes and I mix them together. And the carrots, tomatoes, and cucumbers mixed together, the colors are really pretty. And when you eat the salad, it's very crunchy and it's very chunky because it's all little squares. So I call it my crunchy, chunky salad.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Do you ever share it with someone else?
No, I don't, but I want to because I like it so much and I can't cook. So when I go to somebody's house and I need to bring food, I think, oh, I should bring chunky, crunchy salad.
That's a good idea. Another idea is to cook some vegetables. Do you cook vegetables?
Not too much. I do cook asparagus. Asparagus is probably my favorite vegetable, and it's very easy to cook because asparagus you just have to cut up into small pieces, and then you can put the asparagus in a bowl with some water in the microwave, and you can cook asparagus in about 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. So I eat asparagus a lot. Also, I eat broccoli. I love broccoli. Sometimes I have broccoli and lettuce together.
Listen again.
Hey, Todd. Are you healthy? Do you eat lots of fruits and vegetables?
I guess I am healthy. I do eat lots of fruits and vegetables, but I also eat junk food, sadly. But I try to eat lots of fruits, especially to stay healthy.
What kind of fruits do you like to eat?
Well, I like all fruits. I love all fruits except pineapple. Aww. I hate pineapple. I don't know why, I just don't like pineapple. I don't like the taste. I don't like to chew it. It just feels funny. But I love apples. I love bananas. I love oranges. I usually have an apple every morning for breakfast. It's very easy to eat. And I just love apples because you can take them to school. You can eat them quickly. They're very easy to eat. I also like oranges. And I love orange juice, so sometimes I make fresh orange juice in my kitchen. So oranges are great. But my favorite fruits are bananas and strawberries. I love bananas and strawberries. And I love to eat bananas and strawberries together. So my favorite snack is to cut up some banana and then cut up some strawberry and mix them together and then eat them.
Well, it sounds like you really like a lot of fruits.
Oh, yeah, I do.
What about vegetables? Do you eat vegetables every day?
I do. I try to have a salad every day, and I have a special salad I make, and I call it my chunky, crunchy salad. And it's carrots, cucumbers, and tomatoes, and I cut the carrots and cucumbers into small little squares. And then I cut up the tomatoes and I mix them together. And the carrots, tomatoes, and cucumbers mixed together, the colors are really pretty. And when you eat the salad, it's very crunchy and it's very chunky because it's all little squares. So I call it my crunchy, chunky salad.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Do you ever share it with someone else?
No, I don't, but I want to because I like it so much and I can't cook. So when I go to somebody's house and I need to bring food, I think, oh, I should bring chunky, crunchy salad.
That's a good idea. Another idea is to cook some vegetables. Do you cook vegetables?
Not too much. I do cook asparagus. Asparagus is probably my favorite vegetable, and it's very easy to cook because asparagus you just have to cut up into small pieces. And then you can put the asparagus in a bowl with some water in the microwave, and you can cook asparagus in about 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. So I eat asparagus a lot. Also, I eat broccoli. I love broccoli. Sometimes I have broccoli and lettuce together for my salad.
This is the end of task 2. Now you have 1 minute to transfer your answers to the answer sheet. This is the end of the listening comprehension test.